Suspect arrested in second attack on Buffalo Pregnancy Center. By Catherine Hamilton on March 28, 2023. Police arrested a woman on Saturday who allegedly vandalized a sign belonging to a New York pro-life organization that was firebombed last year. Hannah Comick, 39, is accused of spray-painting liars in red on a sign belonging to Compass Care, a pregnancy center in Buffalo, on March 16. The organization released footage and pictures following the incident, showing the suspect trudging through the snow in a hoodie to spray-paint the sign. Comick is facing a charge of criminal mischief in the third degree, which is a felony, according to the Amherst Police Department. The department said the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, assisted with the investigation. The vandalism comes after shadowy suspects threw Molotov cocktails into Compass Care's Buffalo office on June 7, 2022, and scrawled, "Jane was here," on the side of the building, a slogan used to pay fealty to the radical pro-abortion group Jane's Revenge. Compass Care said the attack injured two firefighters and caused $500,000 in damage. No one has been arrested for firebombing Compass Care last year, and Compass Care CEO Reverend Jim Harden has repeatedly accused the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, of playing political games and slow-walking justice. 5 months after the first attack and a week after the midterm elections, in which abortion played a central role, FBI Buffalo announced a $25,000 reward to anyone who can give the agency information leading to arrests. With no arrests made, Compass Care announced in January that it was partnering with the Thomas More Society to hire private investigators and find the perpetrators. It is a sad day when private citizens are left to do the work of law enforcement. If the FBI is being used for political purposes, all investigative efforts should turn on them. The organization should be defunded and those involved indicted for conspiracy to deprive pro-life citizens of their rights, Harden said at the time. Harden congratulated the Amherst Police Department for arresting the suspect, but said the arrest represents an indictment on the FBI and the hundreds of other local law enforcement agencies that have allowed the FBI to usurp their investigative duty. The FBI has less evidence for the March 16 vandalism than they do for the June 7 firebombing, yet they somehow were able to identify a suspect and make an arrest within days, Harden said in a press release. "We've been saying all along that the FBI possesses this kind of forensic power but has chosen not to employ it on behalf of pro-life people when victimized by pro-abortion Maoist Antifa." Compass Care said its private investigators believe the recent vandalism is connected to the pro-abortion Maoist Antifa firebombing. The alleged perpetrator spray-painted the word "liars" on Compass Care's sign, consistent with the anti-capitalist rhetoric, viewing pro-life pregnancy centers as misleading to women in order to force them to have their babies, making them a permanent socioeconomic underclass, according to the organization. Reverend Harden said he is prayerfully considering pressing civil charges on FACE Act violations against Comick. Harden has said in the past that the FACE Act is unconstitutional on its face but, if not repealed, ought to be enforced equally, the organization stated.